a couple of things that I was thinking about that I don't know. We had the party last week for Gay Days. Big Fatty was here. We had a lot of fun.
We did.
We did see more of the balls that we...
Than
we needed to. And unfortunately, I guess, for some people, some people saw more of the balls than they expected to, unexpectedly on the Facebook. I guess that's a good way to say it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We did see more of the balls that we...
Than
we needed to.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 452 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 28th. I said the 28th of October 2009. Y'all, I cannot put it off any longer. I have got to head down into the Fat Cave because I got to talk about some things that are on television. Oh, Big Fatty!
The great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch. He flies through the air and brings toys to all the children of the world.
That's a good story.
You don't believe the story of the great pumpkin? I thought little girls always believed everything that was told to them. I thought little girls were innocent and trusting.
Welcome to the 20th century.
All right, once and for all, are you coming or are you staying? We can't waste all night.
I'm glad you came back, Sally. We'll just sit here in this pumpkin patch, and you'll see the great pumpkin with your own eyes.
If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Each year, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch can be more sincere than this one. You can look all around and there's not a sign of hypocrisy. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday, your hump day of Gay Christmas Week is going well. Y'all, that was, I know y'all know what that was, but y'all, it's a childhood favorite, especially of the elders of the podcasting world. That is from It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And, you know, y'all, do you remember when they went trick-or-treating? Do you remember they would go to all the different houses and then they'd all compare what they got? Oh, I got a candy bar. I got a caramel apple. I got a popcorn bar. You remember what Charlie Brown always got? I got a rock. He got rocks everywhere he went. Oh, poor Big Fatty. I mean, poor Charlie Brown. Oh, Big Fatty got a belch. Ooh, Big Fatty has gas. What did you get, Big Fatty? Oh, I just handed out gas to the children. But it has been quite a day over on the what do you call that? That's the interwebs, y'all, because. That Kim Beaver, she has posted pictures of the turnip head, cause y'all, he stole her picture of the big fat butt, and he's blaming it on the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
Now, y'all, before I go down into the Fat Cave and talk about the quiz programs, I want to tell you something that the Raging Cajun. From down there in the Big Sleazy, y'all, he has sent me he sends me the food fact.
This is the BFO phone bank. Jeremiah has called in and all is well. And Big Fatty will play his call tomorrow if he gets some more calls.
tracks were not available, so he sent me a link. Let me see. Where did it go now? Oh, my credit, you've already lost it. Oh, here it is. He has, no, that's not it either. Oh, Big Fatty, where did you put it? Where is it, y'all? Y'all, by the way, people are sending Big Fatty all kinds of stuff. Where the fuck did I put that? Did I throw it away? Oh, Big Fatty, where is it? Y'all, I've lost it. It's gone. It has just vanished. No, but it's not. Where is it? Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm going to tell a little groaner joke that Paul sent to Big Fatty. Two brooms were hanging out in the closet, and after a while, they got to know each other so well that they decided to get married. One broom was, of course, the bridegroom, and the other was the groom broom. The bride broom looked very beautiful in her white dress, and the groom broom was handsome and suave in his tuxedo. The wedding was lovely. After the wedding, at the wedding dinner, the bride broom leaned over and said to the groom broom, "I think I'm going to have a little whisk broom." "Impossible," said the groom broom. Okay, now y'all, are you ready for the punchline? "We haven't even swept together." Whap, whap. Okay. Oh, Big Fatty, you like this stupidest damn things. But, y'all, I wish I could find the fucking thing that he sent to me. Oh, here it is. Yes. Oh, no, that's not it. Oh, Big Fatty, give it up. Just let it go. Just let it go, Big Fatty. You're not going to find it. You've thrown it away. You don't know where the damn thing is. And just let it go. And, y'all, but I do want to say that the Raging Cajun sent Big Fatty just the nicest little note after yesterday's show. And y'all, he thought that the skitette over there on the dubious intentions of the World of Warcraft was just too funny. It was hysterical and probably only funny to those who played the World of Warcraft. But he says, "Big Fatty, you really do have a talent for podcasting. No wonder why so many people listen to you. And what can I say? I'm hooked. I guess it's the fact," and y'all, I think he summed it up nicely here. "I guess it's the fact that your show is so stupid, so ridiculous, so bizarre, so whatever, that I keep wanting to tune in to see what's coming next." And y'all, I think that's it. I think he's hit it. It's just stupid. It's ridiculous. It is bizarre, and it is just whatever. And y'all, you just—it's like a car crash. You just can't wait to see what's coming next. And y'all, I just thought that was the nicest thing for him to send to me. Y'all, without any further... Oh, Big Fatty, will you just go down into the fucking fat cave and quit nattering on about shit you can't find in the e-letter box? Oh, okay.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Wind. Crickets. Gosh! The Fat Cave, B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. B. there's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. And y'all, I just want to talk for a few minutes about the different quiz programs that have been on, because a lot of people have been bitching that there's nothing good on TV right now. And y'all, for the most part, that's true, because we're getting ready to enter those all-important November sweeps. And that has nothing to do with the bride broom and the groom broom. Okay, but we're entering the November sweeps next week. And y'all, it's going to be a big weekend, because we got Gay Christmas coming up on Saturday. And then when you go to bed, you got to fall back, y'all. You got to fall back, and you'll get that extra hour of nip-a-nap. And, you know, more coma to enjoy. And y'all, you know Big Fatty loves the Eastern Daylight Time. And y'all, Eastern Daylight Time is really the only time that fucking counts. But anyway, I was going to talk about the quiz programs. Y'all, the Dancing with the Stars, I'm getting a little worried, because it looks like it's going to be a woman that wins it this year. It just looks that way. That they've got that Mexican chef from the Iron Chef, that he's doing okay. But my little Louis Vito, who is the little snowboarder, cute as a button, y'all, and it's crazy. He wears a stocking cap in the middle of the summer, but and y'all, he's out there on the surface of the sun. You don't need a stocking cap when you're on the surface of the sun. I'm just sorry, you just don't need it. But I think that Maya has a good chance of winning. But yeah, I'm still enjoying it. I just wish that, what's his name? What is that man's name? By the way, there is an app for the Dancing with the Stars. If you have an iPhone, you can go over and get the Dancing with the Stars app. And let me just see who the one is that I want to see go home. I want to see, that Donny Osmond, he's actually doing pretty well also. And that Kelly, what's her last name? Osborne. She's kind of fucking weird, y'all. Michael Irvin, y'all, he just needs to go. He is retarded. But anyway, y'all go over there and get that app for your iPhone, because, you know, it's just not, Big Friday, we need the app for the iPhone. And y'all, there's an update to it, and there's some sort of new pictures or something. But anyway, and y'all, that batshit crazy LaToya Jackson's been in the audience for the past couple of weeks, and I don't know if she's lost or what. Y'all, the other one that I want to talk about is The Survivor, and it's getting good, y'all. Last week that they had to, it was the batshit crazy episode, because it was the man who was exhausted, and y'all, he passed out in the middle of one of the challenges. He just, it was almost like he had been overserved or something like that. And it was just batshit crazy. And then he fell to the ground, and they had to call in the doctors. And so they were monitoring him, and his blood pressure was low, and they sat him up, and y'all, he just kind of went, meep. And y'all, he had that glazed look on his face. He had no fucking idea where he was, and they laid him back down, and they said, "You're out of here. You are about to die in the Samanai," or however the fuck Arthur calls it. You know, that's Arthur down there in NZ land. By the way, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, that was that Ryan and Jason. They used to do that show called The Way We See It, but y'all, they don't see it anymore. And I think they've given up the ghost. And y'all, what a perfect term for a podcast that's quitting right here at Halloween, at Gay Christmas, giving up the ghost. But I may be wrong on that. I may be wrong. But Ryan, he just bought him a new car, and it's a little sports car, and everybody's going to think he's got a little penis. But y'all, he don't listen no more. But anyway, but the Survivor is quite good. We thought that they were going to have the double elimination. Big Fatty had a double elimination this morning, because y'all, I made a big old pot of the vegetable soup, and y'all, it is just, and you know, I have it, and y'all, it's the first time I've ever made vegetable soup in my life. And it's because I don't like the vegetables that are in vegetable soup. And then I thought, well, Brick Friday, you can only put the vegetables you like in it. And, you know, I thought, well, that's a good idea. So I made it. And, y'all, of course, I put corn in there, because that is Mother Nature's GPS system. And, y'all, it's just delicious. It is just delicious. And I didn't put potatoes in it, even though I like potatoes. But I thought I'd put some whole wheat pasta in there. And, y'all, it's just delicious. But it is making me have double eliminations. And, they're having the double eliminations on the the Dancing with the Stars. But of course, by the time you hear this, you will know who's been double eliminated. But anyway, the last of the quiz programs that I want to talk about is the Shark Tank. Because, y'all, it's over. It's all over. And, y'all, the last episode, if you can look at that on the Luhu or on the ABC.com, I urge you to go and watch those episodes. Because, y'all, they were just wonderful. In the last episode, they could not give the man enough money. I mean, it was like, oh, you did not ask for enough. Let me give you $500,000. And y'all, I mean, it was like Vera, you know. Oh, we are in the out of control motorhome, and we are careening down the mountain, and she'll be coming round the mountain. And let me give you another $500,000 for some more breaks, cause these are not y'all, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. And so I'm guessing that the Raging Cajun is going to be very happy with the show, cause it's just batshit crazy, y'all. It is batshit crazy, and that's good, cause I'm down in the Fat Cave talking about it. But y'all, you should go over there and watch the Shark Tank on that Luhu, and because it was just such a good. It was such a good quiz program. Yeah, and there's a new quiz program starting. It's not a quiz program. It is about the spaceships, and it is about the vaginas. And y'all, we heard about the vaginas during the Charlie Brown thing. It's called V, I think. And so it is about alien vaginas that come to Earth. And so and that starts sometime next week. But y'all, there are big new ones going on here in Upchuck, starting Tamari. Tamari is, y'all, it's a busy week, and I mentioned the Gay Christmas, and I mentioned, did I mention that Jeremiah has called in? And y'all, you know, Big Fatty didn't play just one phone call by itself, so if you want to hear Jeremiah's call, and y'all, he said something about somebody falling in a swimming pool. And so if you want to hear the story about the swimming, and y'all, it's more than 3.5 minutes. And look at it this way. If you call in and leave Big Fatty a message, you'll hear less of Big Fatty and more of your voice letters and Jeremiah. And but the Raging Cajun down there in the Big Sleazy, which is where Jeremiah was. I wonder if he ran into the Big Sleazy. I mean, the Raging Cajun. But, what was I going to say? And, y'all, I never got a Big Fatty, spit it out! Oh, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I never got a picture of the special coat with the crystals on it that Jeremiah was going down there to pick up. But, evidently, he had a very good time at the wine and cheese party, y'all. It's just the wine and cheese party. But, y'all, I do have a story, a Luz and a ghost story that I'm going to share with you on Tamari's show. But but anyway, I think I finished talking about the quiz programs, the Dancing with the Stars, I think that's about it. Oh, and I have put that, dear Gussie. I have put that, that show about wearing a crown or crowning or whatever that Jeremiah called to ask about. I have put that in the TiVo, but it hadn't recorded anything yet. So, anyway. Now, y'all, Granny and Miss Porter have decided that they are going out of town for Gay Christmas this weekend, but Big Fatty is not able to join them on that, so maybe I will just go out for Gay Christmas and put on my horror outfit. I think that's what I'm going to do, because, you know, nobody will think strangely about it, and put on my leather kilt, and then that way, when people come by, I can just kind of whip it up and show them
We did see more of the balls
than we needed to.
How dare you? You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.